Although the U.S. Olympic team lists this season as her ninth, Emily Cook spent almost 4 years coming back from a devastating injury, an injury that many believed would end her career. 3 weeks before the 2002 Salt Lake City Olympics, Cook landed hard during training at Lake Placid, New York. The 2001 U.S. Aerials champion tore ligaments in both feet while fracturing and dislocating bones in her left foot. It shattered her dream of competing in the Olympics.
There were two major surgeries and then, you know, just a small reduction in Lake Placid at the medical facility there. After each surgery, I was non-weight-bearing on my left foot for 3 months. So a big problem that I had was the degeneration of the bone, pretty close to, you would relate it to osteoporosis. So coming back and starting to put weight on my leg again was, we had to be very careful with it so that I wouldn't cause any more fractures.
That sort of experience might have ended Olympic dreams for other athletes, but Cook took her time to rehabilitate.
I really just did everything I could to stay positive and enjoy my life during the 3 years that I took off. And I learned a lot about myself during that time, and I definitely wouldn't want to redo it that way, but it was quite an experience not being an athlete for 3 years after being an athlete from age 6 to 23. It's very interesting, you know, being a student and being a normal person again for a little while.
Eventually, it was time for Emily Cook to get back on her skis, and getting started was not easy.
I was really scared. I really was. I mean, it's occasionally a scary sport anyway, but everyone's been through coming back from an injury, been through going, you know, for their very first jump, and fear is a part of our sport. And yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I was scared, but you know, I trusted my training. I trusted that I was strong enough and I had prepared well enough to come back to the sport.
Cook assured herself a berth in the Turin Games by winning the freestyle aerials U.S. Olympic trials on December 30th. The 26-year-old Cook hopes not only to perform well in Italy after her long detour, but also to use her experience to help other athletes.
When you're coming back from an injury, there's a lot of small steps, you know, coming back to water for the first time, coming back to snow for the first time, first World Cup back, and, you know, we've all done it, and you know, I hope now that I've been through it, I can help the other athletes who are coming back from injury as well.
Since returning to the Freestyle Aerials World Cup circuit this season, Cook has turned in 7 top 10 finishes. She also made her best personal performance at the 2005 World Championships with a 7th place finish. Emily Cook is hoping her aerial talents will soar higher at the Turin Olympics. In Washington, Jim Stevenson, VOA Sports.